IQ Mobile. Buddy on this morning, and 4IQ Mobile.
For HTX, good morning.
For HTX, is that right? This is N4IQ. Well, good morning to you. The name's Bill.
And it's KO4H Hotel, Kilo X-ray. And it's Patrick on this end.
I know we've talked before, but it's been a while. Anyway, I guess you're on the commute this morning, I suspect. Over.
Down the mountain and heading to my third stop.
Well, you're up bright and early. I'm headed over to the Y here this morning. I try to go on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. It's nice out here today. It's a little cool, but boy, it's nice. I think later this afternoon it's supposed to rain maybe, but I'll take this.
Nice out this morning to me. By the time I get down in the morning, it's warmed up and it feels good down here.
Yeah, this afternoon, I think mid-60s maybe, something like that, I believe. I could be wrong. Very pleasant weather. What you got on your plate today? You say you got a couple stops. What do you do? What are you doing?
The Macco Tool franchise, and I run a tool route down here every day. So I'll run my tool route this afternoon, and then me and the other Macco guys are meeting up to do our monthly get-together.
I think I remember you talking about that one time before. Well, what kind of tools are they?
ATCO.
Macco, okay. Well, my brother's a mechanic, technician, whatever you want to call him. He's got a tool known to man. He used to buy a lot of those from Snap-on, but he just retired. But my goodness, I tell you what, he used to spend a fortune on those tools. And I think he's got almost all of them. He took them back. He's got a shop in his backyard that lives in Florida. And I think he kept most of them, except the ones that were unique kind of to what they were doing. But according to him, you can never have too many tools.
Years as a technician also, and you can't have enough tools to work on these cars nowadays. They're so, complicated to work on, to get to parts and get to things. There's no way to have everything anymore.
I have specialized tools for certain motors. He works on all his old cars and everything, but he basically works on marine equipment, like these large, I call them cigar boats, and mostly inboards, but some of the really pretty large stuff, you have to get down there and crawl in. That's the part he says he doesn't miss that at all. He's 10 years younger than I am, but that makes him 66, and he says he's had enough of that.
For that, it's hard enough to work on a car or an engine when you can get to it, much less when you got to be crammed in a hole and laying on your stomach or on your back trying to work on something.
Do you sell tools to many people that are marine mechanics?
Most of what I do is nowhere near the lakes or any of the marinas or anything like that, so I don't. But some of the other trucks that I'll be meeting tonight, they do.
he worked basically the shop that he worked in. A good part of his career was in Orlando, this big river that goes by there, and I can't remember the name of it. I keep thinking St. John, but that's not it. But it was a marina, and the marina operated a big repair facility and also had slips and things like that. So So they stay busy all the time. It was just, he said it's always chaotic.
Not work anymore. There's plenty of work out here to be had. It's just people not wanting to work anymore. The shops that are busy, they're there from 7 to 7 or later, and then you got the guys that just work part-time and come and go as they want to, and then they're complaining because they're not making any money.
Well, I guess you get what you deserve, I suppose. He had a good employer, and they also sold boats there. They did it all. At one time, it was actually they were actually located in Orlando. Then the marina was actually, and they had two places, the marina, and but yeah, he was a full-time employee. He had good benefits, good insurance, good benefits. They get bonuses, and he liked where he worked.
Huge difference. If you enjoy who you work with and where you're at, it makes all the difference in the world.
It was really nice. If he had to get off, he could get off. You know, it was very casual. Pretty much the same employees, everybody in there. Wasn't a large turnover. Well, I tell you, sure, it's beautiful here. I'm actually coming into Simpsonville. And all these Bradford pears and the trees are starting to come out. You know, you can see the buds on. Everything's looking greenish. Some of these trees already have leaves out, especially these Bradford pears. It's really pretty. And I'm ready for spring. I guess officially we're here, but, you know, we could have a few more really cold days.
Right here is fine with me. About 40 degrees in the morning, 60 to 70 in the afternoon. That's perfect.
Low humidity. That's the best part. Yeah, I worked outside a good part yesterday. I've been installing I call it a privacy fence, but it's a fence to hide all the garbage cans I've got. I've got like four of them. And so my wife kept saying, well, I actually already had a fence, but it fell apart. It was wooden. Oh, my heavens. I can tell it when I'm running about 10 minutes late. And what a difference 10 minutes makes in traffic.
10 minutes is a world of difference when it comes to that.
Well, I go to the Adams Mill. Actually, I go to water aerobics. I've got 2 hours of it this morning. And I go to the Adams Mill YMCA. They call it the program facility, but it's Adams Mill to me. But once I get into Simpsonville, I don't go down Main Street and then turn over to, I believe that it was on Adams Mill. So there's a back way. Not a whole lot of traffic on it, so I'm just about ready to turn off on it, but I go there one way and come back another way. And the biggest problems are biggest problem is making the turns across traffic. It doesn't matter which way I go when I'm coming here, I have to go across traffic, get in the opposite lane. And boy, that's a problem when the traffic's bad.
HKX. Yeah, anytime I'm traveling around here, I try to not cross traffic if at all possible. Or if I do, I use a light to do it.
So I suppose you got a van?
A 24-foot box truck.
Oh, okay, even bigger. Well, yeah, I can see why you probably wouldn't want to try to risk going across some of that traffic.
Lights to my advantage, and try to use my route, lay it out to where I'm just making right-hand turns or using a light to make a left-hand turn. So far it works out pretty good. There's days that it that's still a problem.
Okay. Well, okay. That's, what is it, 755? About. That gives me half an hour to get there. I'm not that far away. That should be good. I got always found enough time to change clothes to get in the pool.
How do you meet some water aerobics in your daily attire?
Oh, yeah. Well, Saturdays, I really don't like. Saturdays, quite often when I get there for that aerobics, there's not many men that go to it. And it, there's no lap swimming prior to the aerobics. So, and you're supposed to take a shower before you get in the pool. Well, I'm usually, a lot of times I'm turning lights on the men's locker. And get in that shower take a shower before you get in the pool. I mean, tell you, sometimes that is a rude awakening. Because the hot water isn't in the system. A route every, you have a certain route for each day?
A dedicated route for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday's kind of a catch whatever I missed.
So just buy off the truck, or they give you an order?
Come buy off the truck. A lot of it is compulsive buying. If they're doing a job right now and you have a tool that'll make it easier, that's where you get most of them.
You gotta have the right cars on the lot or sell the cars on the lot.
That's the way it works a lot of times. You know, you get a guy in there and he's struggling to get to a bolt and you got a socket or extension that he needs to get to it and it'll help him. Why, he'll usually buy it because he's tired of fighting with it.
Well, I never was much of a mechanic, but my brother, the one in Florida, he can fix and repair anything. And it's just not motors, it's about anything. He took a machine tool here at Tech, so he worked in a machine shop as well. So he does a lot of his own machining and whatnot. I mean, he can fix or repair about anything. And electronics as well. He's a ham. But I never was particularly like that. I don't know why, but I wasn't. But I had a Volkswagen. I put 250,000 miles on it. And I did work on that thing. Of course, it's not sophisticated like cars today, but it didn't take a whole lot of tools to work with those Beetles over.
A whole lot to work on those, and thank goodness, because you were constantly tinkering on something.
Oh, yeah. Those are the old days. I had a number of Volkswagens, but the one I had the longest was a 1965 VW, and that thing, I tell you, I had it for years and years and years, and I think I paid like $1,500 for it, brand new, and when I sold it like for $4,000.
Not often you get to make money on selling a car anymore. You're losing value, but I guess when you keep one that long, it does tend to go up in value.
I kept it nice. I had reupholstered, repainted, you know. It just, everything worked on it. And when I sold it, this guy came over. He said he was getting it for his wife. My wife actually drove it towards the end more than I did. And she just about cried when I sold that car.
We get attached to certain things anymore, isn't it?
Well, I've got a 2002 Expedition. It's cream puff. I tell you what, it's everything on it's just right. Interior, everything. And I guess someday, I don't know, if I can't get parts, I don't know what I'm going to do. But that's my second car. We don't drive very much. I only put like 2,500, maybe 3,000 a year, if that. But it's my good second car is my truck. And it's nice to have something big when you need it.
We drive anything small. My wife's got a 2010 Ford Escape, and then I've got a F-350 crew cab and a Excursion. And then this truck here, that's what I drive all the time. So nothing I drive is small.
A lot of Excursion. Oh my God. That was one of the biggies. I saw one the other day. It would look like it. They must have parked it in the parking lot all the time. That's what my wife drives, is an Escape. So it's a 2017. We really do like it. It's been a great, great car. Anyway, I'm here. So I better run in there and get my skivvies off. Get ready. You have a nice day, Patrick. Hope you make a lot of sales. 73N4AQ.
Good to talk to you this morning, and go enjoy your water aerobics there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
DLX mobile.
4HKX. I can't stay long. I got customers coming at me, but I'll say hello to you, and be safe out there.
I'll talk to you on the way back in 6 CLX.
Hey, KO4HKX. Clear.